Hi, I'm Chris Kepler, and welcome to Does This Happen to You? I'm an actor, voice actor, audiobook narrator, and writer. I love telling and sharing stories about the strange experiences my friends and I have while doing mundane things like grocery shopping. That's why this podcast features funny stories from fantastic writers about our daily anomalies, a micro audiobook about life and befuddlement just for you. Our story this week is from Tisha Blake, who you'll find on Medium.com. And here is Single Women Fear Not, YouTube is Here for You, with an array of clean-cut, mostly white guys who can show you everything you've been doing wrong. It's brutal out there. If you have a half a dozen single friends, chances are they've all said that to you at least once. If you've recently become single yourself, chances are you never gave it much credence until you parachuted into the particular jungle that is modern dating. But if you've been single long enough, how long is debatable, a few months for some, one weekend for others, you're probably already echoing, it's brutal out there. Now, I don't advocate staying in a relationship that's slowly killing your soul for fear of being alone. Anyone is better off alone than with a toxic partner. That said, and knowing firsthand how brutal it actually is out there, I can now tell you, ladies, that there is hope. There is, if you don't already know, a whole segment of YouTube on dating advice for women by men. If you let them, these clean-cut, presentable guys will tell you all you've been doing wrong in the dating scene. They teach you power moves and texting strategies, so you not only get a man, but a high-quality man, whatever the F that means, but more on that later. I stumbled upon these channels by accident, I swear, and ended up watching a video or 20. The worst part about them? They're quite addicting. And they do teach you a lot. Allow me to share what I've learned. High-quality women want high-quality men. This is the bedrock of all dating advice channels for women. The very first thing you need to know is that you don't just want to attract a man, you want a high-quality man because, of course, you're high-quality yourself. No question about that. Sure, you can't afford a mortgage and have some credit card debt, but your shoe closet is to die for, and your artisanal candle business is going great on Etsy. Sure, you spend half of your evening stalking your ex on social media, and the other half swiping right on dating apps, but at least you're moving on. And your man? Well, he is tall, handsome, successful, he has a six-pack, and has already put a down payment on your future love nest. Where is this mythical creature who's not already married and has three kids with cute, blonde, always cooks dinner, is never tired Stacy? You don't know, but if you change one or 50 things about yourself, you're sure to find out. The reason he's not committing: you jumped in bed way too soon. That's right, ladies, the reason he's not committing to you is not because he's a 37-year-old man-child with an inflated ego and mommy issues. No, it's because you had the audacity to sleep with him on the first date. Because, you see, men can't be enticed to commit based on your sharp intellect, interesting conversation, and witty banter. No, the committing game is actually a game of how long you can hold him off, building up his and your horniness to the point of explosion. In this game, whomever explodes first loses. In this scenario, losing to a man means committing. Everyone knows men lose their freedom as women gain a boyfriend. Keep up with the rules. There is one thing they don't consider, though. What if, halfway through the date, we as women realize the guy is boring AF and, seeing no future in it, decide we might as well just get our needs taken care of before never texting or calling him again? Ever consider that, relationship geniuses? Men don't actually want to know how many people you've slept with, even if they ask. Don't fall into this trap, ladies. If a man asks you your number, find a way to change the conversation. He might be asking, but he doesn't really want to know. No man likes to think of his woman in someone else's bed. Well, some do, but fetishes are a topic for another day. It's funny how girls don't mind so much when they receive the information. It's a cultural thing. As women, we learn to expect a number in the double digits or triple as we age and start dating older. Guys, however, expect women to get into bed and go immediately wide-eyed. Oh my God, is that a penis? I've never seen one so small. Never seen one before. I'm not good at this. She bats her eyelashes like a scared dove and then proceeds to completely blow his mind. In the minds of a lot of men, women being amazing at sex is a skill that should spontaneously manifest itself completely disconnected from practice. So, don't forget, men don't want to know how long you've been batting at that pitch before you learned how to score a home run. Or some sport metaphor that works. I'm actually not good at this. It's extremely important to be precise when texting. According to the YouTube gurus, no spontaneity is allowed when texting your man. Ever. Unless it's been carefully studied. They offer a whole set of pre-written texts you can send. Post first date text to entice him to a second. Midweek text to turn him on. Text to get him to call you when he hasn't. Text to get him to introduce you to his grandma and make her name one of her kittens after you. It's all pre-written. You don't even have to think. Actually, it's best that you don't, or you'll send him one of those vomit texts telling him all about your day, and men, high-quality men, absolutely hate those. What you wear, do, and say on a first date is crucial. Show a little skin, but not too much. Don't let the conversation die down with these 5 first date conversation topics, even if you've already been carrying the dialogue all by yourself all night anyway. You don't want him to have to think, do you? If he does, he might start asking himself why he didn't marry blonde Stacy straight out of college in the first place. Even if everything is going well, deferring a nightcap is the best strategy. And whatever he says, whatever you do, do not go to bed with him. Don't forget, you want him and all his unresolved psychological flaws that make him avoid responsibility on a daily basis to commit. Here's the reality. People are messed up. Any kind of coaching-like advice is fine when it's geared towards making people better humans. I'm fine with that. What makes no sense is to promulgate this idea in the minds of single women that there is a high-quality man out there just waiting for them. The term high-quality man itself makes me shudder, and so does high-quality woman. What exactly does that mean? It means some people are made with better quality materials, much like leather handbags or silk scarves. It means a conflagration of perfect qualities, people just too well adjusted with such great jobs and wonderful family that puts the rest of us all to shame, like IDK, a band of unicorns. Side note, a group of unicorns is actually called a blessing because they're so pure and innocent. Is there anything more conceited? Here's one thing I've learned, not from any of those YouTube channels, but from life. Everyone has issues. The sweetest, most emotionally well-adjusted guys are financially broke. The girls with the 6-figure salaries and the Victoria's Secret's models' bodies have overbearing mothers who constantly chip away at their self-esteem. That charming, put-together 40-something bachelor has an ex-wife who hates his guts. For a reason. That perfect couple you see all the time on Instagram, their screaming matches make the neighbors wonder if they should call the cops. Everyone has some issue. Trying to recognize and work on yours is the best thing you can do for yourself and for others, but believing there's a high-quality person out there waiting for you and that you deserve them because you're high-quality just as you are is delusional. Work on yourself and try to find someone who's genuinely working on themselves as well. That won't make it any less brutal out there, but neither will blindly follow advice that are based on nice-sounding labels instead of on how complex real people actually are. Meanwhile, I genuinely thank the YouTube dating gurus for all their lessons. They've taught me a lot, but especially that there really is all kinds of crazy out there. For real. Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed the story, let me know and share it with your friends. Follow me at ChrisKKArya on Twitter or Chris K. Kepler on Facebook, or check out my website, www.chriskepler.com.